Hello, and this is Jim Zuras, podcast host here at the annual Wellness and Chronic Care Management event for senior home advocates here in Laguna Hills, California. And I'm with Catherine Pepis. She's a healthcare outreach specialist with Alzheimer's Orange County. Hello, Catherine. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Jim? Thank you for having me.
Catherine, tell me about Alzheimer's Orange County, the services they offer, and the role you play in the organization.
Alzheimer's Orange County is an independent not-for-profit, and we offer free programs and services to folks who might be experiencing memory loss, as well as their family members and or caregivers. Individuals do not have to officially be diagnosed with dementia or Alzheimer's. They could just be experiencing early memory loss, some confusion, and want to reach out and get some more information. Yes.
Both my parents, my mom had the early stages of Alzheimer's, and then unfortunately she then had a stroke.
Yes.
And then my dad had it as well. And I mean, what a huge impact it has on the families.
I could say
firsthand, my life was totally turned upside down.
Yes.
And there's a lot of anxiety and stress. You don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. There's so many new things happening. So it sounds to me like the service you offer is great for the families, isn't it?
Most definitely, yes. If you've never experienced this or gone through it with a loved one, it is extremely challenging. And the hope is to get support to individuals as early as possible. Mm-hmm. Education is power. So we do a lot of educational workshops as well as support groups for families and caregivers. And we're also a resource center for available services that might be throughout the rest of the county. Yes.
Sure. Now, when you say support groups, that's mm-hmm. where families I would take, and that, again, that's something I sure could have used
right.
back then. Families get together, they're experiencing the same types of things.
Yes. We have about close to 45 support groups throughout the whole county. They are facilitated by both staff and then a lot of volunteers actually assist with this. This is a place where you can come. It's confidential. It's private. Share your questions, concerns, comments, struggles with folks who are going through similar things and maybe problem solve together, vent. Just feel like you're not going through this journey alone, because there are lots of other individuals going through this who can perhaps be of assistance.
Sure, that sounds like a great service I yes. wish I had available to me at the time. Catherine, tell me a little bit about how you got into this work.
Of course. Yes, I grew up caring for my, or watching my mother, rather, care for my grandparents. My grandmother had Alzheimer's disease. They lived very nearby, so it was a daily interaction. And I always got along well with seniors. When I was later in life looking for a career change, I decided to visit a local senior living community that I had never been in, but was nearby in my neighborhood. Because I didn't have any formal education for seniors and not knowledgeable really about gerontology, I was only able to work in the dining room.
So you started from the ground up.
Yes, I did.
The mail room, like, huh?
Right. So the hope, of course, was to move up, which happened. And I then started leading activities with the residents of the community. Ended up overseeing their memory care floor unit, rather, for about 5 years. Then moved on to Alzheimer's Orange County. I do miss the interaction with the residents and the families, but it's nice to work on a different aspect for the same cause. Yes.
Sure. Whatever you can do, it is a great cause.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm sure families that your organization helps, mm-hmm. they must be really appreciative.
They're forever grateful and indebted.
I bet they are.
Yes. Yeah,
that's a wonderful thing that you do. Mm-hmm. Well, Catherine, if we have listeners that want to contact you, have questions with your organization, how can they get hold of Alzheimer's Orange County?
So folks can get in touch with us a couple of ways. First, they may call our helpline and speak to a social worker. And that number is 1-844-HELP, A-L-Z. And if you're better with the number version, as I would be, the numbers are 1-844-435-7259. And this is all at no charge. Or folks may visit us online at our website, www.alzoc.org. And we really want to get connected with folks early in the process, help them with social, emotional support, and hopefully avoid a crisis.
Well, I appreciate the great work that you do and your organization does, and I appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
You're sure welcome.